Black was focused just on the Shattuck Toasties and what is relevant to that. I don't know if we'll get to the Hemshecha Gemara. You certainly could start on it. But let's try to pick up from yesterday's shiur and then take it to the next level with the Tosfos and Tumura. Okay, so we have in our Tosfos on the top of Tesvav Amid Aleph with regard to the Isser of Baal HaMikdash Tameh that's mentioned in the Gemara in the context of the Sugya of Lav Shekad Mo'aseh. The Gemara refers to the Isser of Baal HaMikdash Tameh as a Lav Shekad Mo'aseh. The Torah says, and it says, and the Mishnah says that a person who's Baal HaMikdash Tameh will get malchus. That would be a raya, the Lav Shekad Mo'aseh is different than the Lav Shenitak Mo'aseh, where we know there is no malchus, and here there is malchus, so it must be that Lav Shekad Mo'aseh, however we define it, and however that fits into the profile of this case, would be different and would get malchus. Bektos was the question, what's the right? We have a Gemara in Temura that states that even when something should be a lavshe nita klase, but if you have a case where there are two lavin and one ase, so then we won't say that you won't get malchus because it's lavshe nita klase, because there's two lavin, and one ase can be menatic two lavin. So says the Gemara. And so, as Tosfos over here as well, we have two lavin. We have Lo Yitamus Machaneyan, and we have another lav. What's the other lav? Yirsa Shelefaneinu is a difficult one. It says, the Lo Yitamu Mikdashai, there's no such pasuk, so various achronim, the Pnei Yeshua so also points this out, the Mikida Eger, Mesoret Hashash, very many achronim say, this is also what you see in other Tosfos in a couple of other places, where Tosfos quotes the pasuk by Ayoledes. Two separate lavin for ushering a person who's tamei to enter Beis HaMikdash. So the Tosfos asks, how could it be a raya to the point of the Gemara of Lav Shekad Mo'aseh? Really, maybe it's a Lav Shenitak Mo'aseh, it's all the same, but the malchus will be because there are two lavin. And one aseh can be menatik two lavin. Tosfos gives a teretz. And the teretz of Tosfos is that the Gemara in Temura is referring to the lavin of Lo Yachlifen of Lo Yamir. Both of those two lavin are together, bunched together, smuchin zelazet. That's where the Gemara says the rule that one aseh is not menatik two lavin. Whereas over here, the two lavin are not next to each other. Lo Yitamos Machaneim in Parshas Naso, and then Lo Yamikas Lo Sabo in Parshas Tazvia. But there we don't apply this rule of the assay, the one assay can be nothing to love. And exactly what does Tosfos mean? What's the difference if it's smuchin or not smuchin? So we explain in light of the Chazor B'Klikas yesterday, we explain based on the way to understand the Yisod itself of one assay not being nothing to love. And exactly what does that mean? And to put it more in sharper focus, the Nafka Mina that seems to result from this Chakira would be, what would happen if you have a case of two love and one assay? And one assay is not menatik two lavin. Could you still get two malchus, or you only get one malchus? Because what's the nafka mina? In other words, if you say that the assay successfully is menatik one lav, but it can't be menatik the second lav, so then there'd be one malchus because of the second lav, but one malchus you wouldn't have because the assay is successfully menatik one lav. Or do we say that when an assay comes up against two lavin, it can't do anything? There's no cost in menatik at all, in which case one could conceive that there'd be two malchus. Now, to even assume such a possibility that if the assay can't do anything, so you get two malchus in, it's not a simple assumption. Although it does seem to be the assumption of Tosfos' question in Temura Dabeis and Chulin Dabeis, but Tosfos asked the question on the Lashna Mishnah in Temura that says the sofeges arboim, a person who violates the isra lo yachlifen lo yamir, the isra tmura get malchus. The lashna mishnah is arboim. Ask Tosfos why arboim should be shmonim because there's two lavin. That's exactly Tosfos' question. So the point is, however, that the Rambam holds in Shoresh Tes of Sefer Mitzvos Barichos and also later in the Sefer Mitzvos itself that when you have the same lav appearing multiple times in Chumash and it's exactly the same Isser, no different, same Isser, the same Isser repeated, there would not be multiple Malkis. You only get one malchus for the lav, even if the lav appears numerous times. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban holds that if you have the same lav more than once in the chumash, you can get malchus to minyan halavin. The big sugya, it's predicated on the sugya that we may or may not get to, this man, and that's on Daf Tezayin and Beis, the very Gemara Haima Dachol Putisha. That's the sugya, Malchus Tezayin and Beis. We'll have to talk about it in Yitzhak Shem if we get there. But this, Shita the Rambam, obviously would mean that even if you have more than one Rav, so, and even if that say can't even not to get anything, but the fact is you're still not going to get more than one Malchus. So obviously Tosa's question, to begin with, is assuming not like the Rambam. It's assuming like the Ramban, that if you have more than one Rav of the same order, you could get more than one Malchus. The Tosis raises the question on the Lashon HaMishnah of Sofa Getzar Boy. Tosis answers in answer number one that in Achinami there be two Malchus, and the Mishnah doesn't mean to say Arboim and not Shmonim. The Mishnah just means the Chiddush itself, that you'll get Malchus for Timura, even though you could have thought that you shouldn't get Malchus for this Rav. But really, you get twice Malchus. Tosis has another Teretz, we'll have to see if we get to it. No, so now, l'chera, this assumption of Tosfos that you should get two malchus in, l'chera should depend on this chakira, because if we assume shat in the Gemara says, how can you get malchus for Temura? It's a lash in the Yasei, and the answer is, because there's two lavin in the Yasei, of Zahayus Masiyah Kodesh cannot be monatic two lavin. But if that means that it could be monatic one lav, just can't be monatic the second lav, then the answer to Tosis Kasha is simple. That there's only one Malchus because one Rav is taken care of with the Asay. Asay is Menatik one Rav. You only get Malchus for the second Rav. And that is, in fact, what the Masha argues in Chulin Daf Beis, where Tosis question also appears. And Masha says, the Chur, if you look at the Sukhis Tumur Daf Dalim and Beis, we have an answer to Tosis Kasha. That the Asay is Menatik not two Ravens, but one. And therefore, there's only one Malchus. This idea, this assumption that the assay could be monatic one lab and you get only one malchus is not just a masha. I don't want to give you too much in the way of my makomos, but the Shagas Ari Simon Ayin Ches has an arichas on this also. This issue could be, we'll be revisiting it next year, Mir Hashem, after the summer with Pesachim, because of Bayiro Bayimatse, in terms of the Isser Bayiro Bayimatse and the question of why you don't get malchus in a normal case, which could be based on Rav Shanita Glase, possibly. What's the assay that would be Menatek by your Bayimatse? What's the assay? Think Tzachin now. What does the Torah say you should do if you find Chomet? Chomet. One could use the Rav of Bayur Bayimatse in terms of Tashbisa when the finding is the Rav Shanita Glase. But the question that many Achronim discuss is Chomet of two Ravim. Is lo yirel chachamets and so lo yimati b'batecha. So you have two lavin. Now these are not necessarily samach one to the other, so you have to discuss the issue of what our Tosfos gets into. But l'maisa, how can you say that malchus would not exist because of nita gashay? Seemingly it's two lavin and asay kaminatik two lavin. L'maisa, the Shagasari makes a cheshbon in the one piece here in Ayin Ches that the Rambam says a person could get. Conceivably, you can get a malchus for Bayirah Bayimatse if he does the Aver Aydei Maise. There's another problem Bayirah Bayimatse. It's a Lash Embo Maise. It's passive. But what if the person did an action to be violating Bayirah? Let's say he bought Chametz for Pesach. The Rambam says you get malchus. The Shagasari wonders, why one malchus? Why not two? Bayirah Bayimatse. So, again, one of the svaras that he throws out is, because in terms of Nita Glase, so there's another problem of Nita Glase. But Nita Glase is only going to help you to take care of one of the lavin, but the other lavin is still available for Malchus. So once you get around the problem of Embo Maisa, now you can get Malchus for one of the two, not both. Okay. Again, there's a lot more to say about this idea. This is basically the Mashah's Taina on the Tosis Kasha. But not so in your name of both sides. For Tosis to assume that there are two Malchus in, potentially for Temura, it's obviously to assume that the other side of the chakira, that you have two lavin and one assay, it's not the pshat that the assay successfully is menatik one lav and I have one other lav to get malchus for. It means that the assay cannot be menatik anything. What's the idea? What's the pshat? What's the havana? Why is that true? One assay should be menatik one lav and he should have the other lav available. The answer is because we use the dogma. This is a dogma that's used by Achronim by another situation. Leave aside the issue of menatek, and Asei be menatek alav. Talk about the notion called Asei do chelo sase. There's a rule in the Torah, in the Shas, Asei do chelo sase. On the other hand, the Gemara says many times that if the lo sase has an Asei as well with it, then we say, Ein Asei do chelo sase va Asei. Many applications of this idea, Sugya di Anachuren, Sugya in many places in Shas, in Shabbos, the question would be, in those situations where you can't have the halacha of asei docha lo sase, because the lo sase has in it an asei as well, would there be a malchus for the lo sase? What does that mean? Because if you hold that the asei can be docha lo sase v'asei because the lo sase can be docha, but there's an assay as well to reckon with, and now already it runs up against the assay. And in assay docha assay, you used up the assay to be docha the losa assay, and then the other assay stands in your way. So then you could argue there'll be no malchus, because the losa assay was successfully deflected because of the assay docha losa assay principle. Or do we say differently? That if you have an assay and a losa assay, then the assay has no power to get to first base. It can't be docha the losa assay either. What's the Havana? So there's a process of condition that uses the following Lashon Tosfos also the Anachulin, that the pshat is that when you have a lo sase accompanied by an assay, the lo sase is olim. The lo sase is strengthened. It's not just an ordinary lo sase, it's a super lo sase. It's a lo sase that has an assay to it. It's a lo sase with a certain edge to it. Once you add that extra element that the lo sase has an assay, then the assay has no koch to be doche as such a lo sase. A stava lo sase can be doche. But a lo sase that has in it an assay connected to it, the assay can't have the power of the chiyah. That's a muscle that I want to use to apply over here as well. What is the idea that you can't get malchus for the second lav? After all, let the assay be doche one lo sase, and get at least one malchus. Why do you say you get no malchus? Why do we say you get two malchus and you should get only one malchus because the assay is doche one lav? The answer is no. Because if you have two lavin, then each lav has now another koach to it. They're mutually reinforcing. The fact that there's two lavin means that each lav is on its own right a stronger lav because it has company. It has another lav that gives it a greater strength. In the same way that we're noting by lo sase vase, that the ase can be doche, even the lo sase that exists, independent of the ase, because the lo sase is not independent. The lo sase is stronger because of the ase that exists also. So too, and maybe over here, the pshat would be that the ase can't be doche any lo sase, even one, because since there's another one, therefore the first is also stronger. If that's the Havana, then we understand maybe what Tosis would be saying in the terms. That's Tosis, when does this idea apply? When do we say that one assay is not monotic to lavin? Which means, the highness, that each lo sase is strengthened. They're mutually reinforcing. And the assay has no koach when it's up against a stronger lo sase, meaning a lo sase that's strengthened by virtue of a second lo sase. That only is said in the context of like Timura, where the two lo sases are said one in conjunction with the other. Lo yachlifen of the lo yamir. So the pshat is that the two lavin are mutually reinforcing. The Torah says the lav and says it again. And says it again, mamish, at the same time that it said the first one. The two lavin, the one-two punch, the two lavin that said mamish one with the other, that's what the Gemara was saying, that the assay can be docha, such a low sase that has a low sase bitsido, mamish next to it. That's the assault of the Gemara's Mura. But if you're talking about a low sase here and a low sase there, so that doesn't have that idea that the low sase is strengthened by the other low sase. It's only when the two of them are coming together. That's the Havana, the svar that we could apply to the Tosus test. Okay, this is what Tosus says to answer the kasha. Very nice and very gishmak. Comes to Tosus Shans and gives a different terence to Tosus kasha. Tosus Shans says, what do we do with this kasha? There are two rabbin over here by Bola Mikdash Tameh. Again, he mentions Loitama Mikdasha. It has to be Magia the same way we were in Tosus. The other rab is the Mikdash Losavo. So we have two lavin, and therefore maybe you'll get malchus because of the cloud in the Gemara Tzmura, that one ashay is not menachik two lavin. That's the Tosus Shans, that we have to step back and understand the nature of the nitak l'ashay of Tzmura. There's something different and something weaker in the nature of the nitak l'ashay that you have by Tzmura that's different than every other case. Classic example of nitak l'ashay that we've been talking about, let's talk about Shiloh HaKein, that we have to shalach hasa'im, according to the Chachamim, it's a nitak l'ashay. After you violate l'sikach, it's a mitzvah of shalach hasa'ah. You have nosar, you have the case of l'sasirub, and nosar of the eish l'srofu, you have a case of gezel. If you steal, you have a mitzvah of the heishiv. We have later in the sugya by an ones, shigireh, that you have to be mounted to the woman. All these examples have something in common. What they have in common is that there's a maisa involved in the assay that's connected to the lab. There's a maisa that is defining the assay. Masha'inki Tzmura is something very different. What does the Torah say? That if you violate this Aveira in Hamimirenu, then what? The Haya who's Rasa Yakodesh. The Torah simply validates that there will be a status of Kedusha on two animals. Exactly what kind of a nituk is that? The unusual type of a nituk. It's not a maisa at all. Lashon of the Tosus Shans. Inam Yeshlama, the second parish, the Hashem lo kiyem asei biyadayim. So it may eleha hi kodesh. You don't have to do anything to make it kodesh. It is kodesh by itself. Tukach lo chashev l'tukei treladi. Therefore, it's not enough of a chashiva assay, it's not going to be important, it's not going to be able to have the quality to menatik to lavin because it's not a kiyam assay biyadayim. Abul hachad in the kiyam assay biyadayim, here the shiluach from the mishkan, from the migdash, is an assay that's concrete that you can act on. Shapi natik treilavi, there the chesaron does not exist. Gemara only said it in the context of the case of Tzmur. This is not just the Tosus Shans here. Svara like this also appears in Tosus Kulin. I mentioned yesterday the end of the Tosus Kulin. Tosus begins at Pei Beis and continues Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. The context of the sugya we won't get into. It's complicated, but at the end of the Tosus discusses this very issue. Tosus brings in the issue of the Gemara Tzmura, that Lo Asi Asei Menatik Trei Lavi. He wants to compare it to the context of that sugya in Kulin. And Tosus rejects it. And he rejects it on two grounds. And the two grounds that he rejects the analogy are the two svaras that the Tosus Shans gives, the teretz of our Tosus first, and then the other teretz that the Tosus Shans adds afterwards. Let's read the Lashon of Tosus Chul and Peyala. The E.F. Shaloma, okay, you can't extrapolate from the context of the Sukkot Tzmura to any other case, back over there. The Hainu Dafka, Heicha, the Shnei Lavin Smuchim Zelazet. That's the gear system that we have. Like our Tosus, it's only the two lavin are next to each other. Hey there. And what's the raya? Tosus now brings our kasha and our Tosus as a raya that this must be what the Gemara means in Tzmura only when the two lavin are next to each other. What's the raya? The Amar Perkel and Alokin, the Rasha Kadmase, Lokin Alav, Umaisim, Yvishach Men Machane. We see the Rasha Kadmase gets Malkis, and the Gemara brings the raya from Shiloh Machanos. Uloitamus Machane, the Tana Elen Alokin. And now the question is, what's the proof? Dilma Hashra Mishom the Ika Trei Lavi. Maybe the reason why there's Malkus is not because Lashon Kadmon say it's Malkus, but because there are two Lavi. Lo Yitamu, the Ikanami, here we have the righteous of the Ikanami Lav Del Mikdash Lo Shavo. You know that our God that everyone said is correct. You see, Tosus, he quotes the other Lav Del Mikdash Lo Shavo. So what's the raya from what's the raya to what the Gemara wants to bring over here to the Yisod of Lashon Kadmon Asei? So it must be what we just said. It must be that the Gemara only said it when there are two lavin near each other. That lines up with the first parashat of Tosus Shans. That lines up with our Tosus. It says another point, another distinguishing factor, and this is mamish what the Tosus Shans says. Lashon HaTosus, the very end of the Tosus, the Ode, Tosus says, Damina Behitirka, The Lalaki Allah will seek them to Benita Gratay to Behesius, as she got to Deacon Abbey Rabbi Lasasso. Ella Vadai, this is another point, again, another riot to the same point. Vadai, Dafke Hadishne Rabbi Smuchin Kama, he brings another riot from Gezlin Ocean. But Old Nira, the very end, but Old Nira, another distinguishing factor, but Old Nira, Hadda Lalaka Trey Lavin, this, that we're not Oker Trey Lavi, that Nasei can be Oker Trey Lavi, Hainu Yahu de Tamura, the Lahavi Nituk Drumur, not a Nituk Drumur, the Ainsham Maaseh Lesakin Halav, there's no Maaseh in the Takin Halav. The Vahaya Kodesh Lav Asiyahu, the Vahaya Kodesh is not an Asiyah. The Me'ela Kadosh. It's Kadosh by itself. The Imhaya Omer HaKasu, the Imhame Yakri, they should be, the Torah would say, do something, be makrivit. Oh, it's having Nita. That would be a Nita. There's a Maisa Nita. But yet, this is what Tosa says. It's as Mamish, the Sparah of the Tosa Shai. There really are two Nakudos here. You have to know what Tosa meant. We noted yesterday, just to repeat it again, you know, for the benefit of everybody. What exactly is the pshat of the mitzvah of the Hayah Kodesh? The Hayah Shmosiyah Kodesh. One thing is clear. It's l'chor defined as a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvah. And that's what we saw in the Rambam, who counts it as an asay, and so the Chinuch as well. The Rambam in Mitzvah Sasei Pei Zayin, Shetzivanu Lios HaTmura Kodesh. Now the Rambam brings a raya, that it's an asay from the very Gemara that we're quoting, from the fact that the Gemara refers to the Elav of Kimura as Elav Shinita Glasei and Enasei Menatek Shnei Lavin. All of this shows you what I told you, that there's an asay here. The Rambam needed to prove to you that there's an asay, because you would have thought, in other words, what is it? There's not anything here that's a mitzvah. It's just the Torah telling us the din. So the Rambam is telling you, but Lamaisa, if the Torah tells you the din, that counts in Minyan HaMitzvah. No, this could be what Tosis means. That Tosis is Vahaya Kodesh. There's nothing to do. It's just the halacha itself. The Torah doesn't say Yakrib. That would be a mitzvah to be Makrib. There's Vahaya Kodesh. It's simply that. That which is Kodesh. That's not a normal nituk. That's not a normal nituk. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's just a halacha. That's one way to understand what Tosis means. Tosis Echulin and Tosis Chan. But maybe Tosus doesn't mean it quite that way. Tosus means it a little in a more refined way. Maybe there is a kiyum mitzvah too. Not just the din. There's a kiyum mitzvah that if you can violate this mitzvah. How can you violate it? And this is what we saw in the Sefer Chinuch yesterday. That the Chinuch seems to say that if you don't treat it with Kedusha, if you're moel in these karbanos, not only are you violating the mitzvah be'ilah, the hegdish, you violate this mitzvah by HaKodesh. In other words, the Torah actually has a mitzvah involved. And there's a bit of mitzvah that could be, you could violate this essay if you don't treat it with Kedusha. The Nihu Kedusha is itself the mitzvah. But even if that's true, it's still understandable why this is very different than a classic example of Nituk, where there's a Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah has to do with what you have to do after the law was violated. Here, there's no concrete mitzvah, it's just passive, it's just the fact that you're knowing Kedusha. It could be that also would help to understand what Tosis means. You have to know exactly, you know, take a look again in the Lashonis, I'll go back and forth, whether you can prove from Tosis which it is. If it's like the Rambam is Mashmah, it's the Din that's the mitzvah, or it's, even if you say there is a bitul mitzvah conceivably, but it's still not the same as the other examples. But Maisha, these are the two tirushim. Now, I want to talk about the Tosis and Tamura, and this requires us to understand the sugya itself, at least part of the sugya. The whole Gemara is very, very hard. Maybe we'll get to the later parts as well. But for us, just because this Tosis is bringing it up, it would be kedai to see the exact context of where the Gemara says this yisod that we're working with, that an asay cannot menatik to lavin. And again, we have two ideas that would limit it, the two tirushim. Either it's only because the two lavin are near each other, like over here by Temura, or only by Temura where the Aseh is a weaker type of a Nituk. We have to explain that too. Where does this come in? How does it come into the Sugya in Temura that one Aseh is not Menatik to Lavin? How does it come up? I trust that you saw the Gemara or you have it in front of you also. So there is a Lav that the Gemara discusses that starts on Amid Aleph and continues on Amid Beis, a Lav in the Parashat Mishpatim, Meleascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. That's what the pasuk says. Meleascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. It has to do with various matanos that you have to give to the kohen, to the lady, things that you have to take out, my tesheni, you have to eat bin Yerushalayim. So there's a seder, there's a sequence. What you take first, what you take second. If a person would be korban, is supposed to come first. The person would be magdim truma to be korban. That's a violation of this isra. Meliashcha to be korban, the dimacha is truma, the Gemara says. So there's a malchus that would be associated with violating this law. If you're magdim truma to be korban, and it would also go beyond that. In other words, if you're magdim maisa to truma, you're first supposed to take off truma and then take off maisa. Your magdim ma'aser v'truma is also, by extension, a violation of this iser, and not only a lav, but also malchus. So the Gemara explains, but then the Gemara says, maybe what this Tana is saying is not that there will be malchus, but rather that there won't be malchus. This is the shayla in the Gemara. This is an aveira of a lav. But would there be malchus or not? So at first glance, the Gemara discusses Temura from the perspective of Ein Bo Maisa, and yet there's Malkus. But normally there's no Malkus by Ein Bo Maisa. So first the Gemara thinks that there'll be Malkus for this Avera. But then the Gemara says what he actually means is that it's a Lash of Nitak Laseh, and there will not be Malkus. Okay, so let's again get down our situation. A person was magdim, let's talk about maisa to truma, violate the isma liyasha with the machalos acher, and we will not give him malchus. Why not? Says the Gemara, because it's a lash and nitak laaseh. Now, look at the Gemara, that's 7-8 lines in the top. What's the nitak laaseh? The isra is a passage from Mishpatim. Keep that in mind. There's an assay that we consider to be the nituk of this lav. And this assay is written in Pasuk Korach. It has to do with the Hasprasha of Maiser. It says, Mikol Masroseichem Tarimu. That's the Pasuk in Pasuk Korach. The Mitzayim, the whole Pasuk here on the side of the Gemara, Bamidbar Yudches Chavtes, Mikol Matnoseichem, Tarimu, Eish Kol Trumas Hashem, Mikol Chelbo, Es Mikdasho Mimenu. No, that's the mitzvah to be Mafish Maisha. What does that have to do with being Menatek, the Lav, of Meliyashcha, the Demachal, or Sa'acher? If you're Magdim, Maisha, to Truma, this is actually Hafrasha of Truma, okay? So you'll Magdim Maisha to Truma, the Torah says to be Mafish Truma. So Rashi explains that there's a drasha from this pasuk that is going on this case. That even if you were mafdin meiser to truma, you still have a chiyuv now after the fact that you were mafish meiser too early to be mafish of truma after the meiser. That's what Rashi says. Even when you violated the lashon of machos acher, the Torah gives you a separate mitzvah, the pasuk Korach, to still go now and take off the hafrasha of truma. Rashi explains, Rashi Lita Glasei, Lav de Sim Rashi Nochas Ater, Asay de Sim Nikomas Posechem Tarimu, the Darshire, the Amo Bahak Shmaisa de Kaman, the Maisa Shikimo Bikri, the Maisa, you took up the Maisa earlier in the pile, the Aver Alav de Losa Ater, Shik the Maisa de Chuma, the Natke, the Lav de Nimalkish, the Hemido, the Choser Umafish. And the Torah is making you giving you a chiyuv chozer u'mafrish. Now there is a chiddush here in terms, before we even go on to the Gemara, the chiddush here in terms of the nature of this Rash and Nitak Rashi. What would that be? Now, what we know so far is Rash and Kadmo Asay, which means an Asay that either is written before the Rash, or the other Pshat of Rashi that you could have been fulfilling before the Rash was violated. Now here, you have a little bit of a different, but similar issue. Rashi points it out. The Asay is not written in juxtaposition to the Lav. Now, is it written before the Lav? Pashas Korach, Lav Benu, is after Pashas Mishpat. But it's certainly not near the Lav. The Lav is Mishpat, and nowhere near that does the Torah give you this mitzvah. Is it a Lav Shekadmo Asay from the other perspective? This doesn't get addressed directly, but let's think about it ourselves. Could you have been mekayim this mitzvah before you violated the laws? What would you think? A pashtus, yes. But this could connect a little bit to what we're going to see behemshach haGemara, that by the case of ones, shigires, if you understand that the Torah ki'iru was giving you a new mitzvah but after the fact, so it's like that new mitzvah is specific to that situation. The way it appears from Rashi here, there's a drasha that learns pshat in that pasuk in Korach that is going specifically on this scenario that you already were masters meister beforehand. So from that perspective, this quote-unquote new creative mitzvah that we're reading into the pasuk is specific and unique to that instance. So it could be that it wouldn't fall under Rashi Kadmo Asay even from Rashi's definition. So it could be we can resolve that issue too. But, Lamaisha, there's still an issue that we should then think about, and it's sort of along the same lines as Rav Shekadmo Asay. Because we don't see the Asay relating directly to the Lav. The Lav is here, and the Asay is somewhere else. And that's strange. Typically, a Lav Shenitak Asay would mean that Mamish, when the Torah gives you the Lav, that's where the Torah gives you the Asay. Now, of course, we can all ask from which classic example that we know the Lav and the Asay are not near each other.
Zela.
Don't just ask it from the perspective of Kadmo Asay because it's earlier by Yikras before Kedoshim. But you can also ask it from the perspective of what we're discussing now, that they're not near each other. Forget about first or second, they're not near each other. It's not written Lo Sigzo Beheshim. Beheshim is somewhere else. So Lamaisha, that's another aspect to consider in terms of Nitak Rashi. Net Hashem soon will get to the Tosis and Ksubas Lamed Beis, where this issue comes up in Ogea Kashizomem and Losana also. Tosis wants to read this idea into the Pasuk, into the Mishnah's Lashon Lo Hashem, that we can't consider the Kashizomem payment of Mamo to be a Nitak of Losana because they're not written near each other. So again, we see that when they're not Samach Ladadi, there's reason to think that it doesn't count as a Nitak Rashi. Now, here we see other ones. Here we see that we're using the Pasuk in Pashas Korach, the Pasuk of Baharimchem, and so on, that Pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Bikomash Rosechem Tarimu, and so on. That is the Nitak of the Lav and Moyashu de Machel Osaachem. So Rashi already points that, Afagab, the Losmichi Adabi, the Choshev Ali Rashi Nitak Rashi, Baruchi Lolok. Comes Abaye. Rashi might be saying this for a reason, because maybe the same issue Tosis is going to be bothered by. Let's see the Gemara. Amalei Abaye, so the Gemara quotes Yoshiva Bimi become a Lalash Maik, that's the Pshat in what Yoshi Bav Chanina said, that Magdim Chumo Bikurim, Magdim Maisel and Chuma will not get Malkus because the Lav of Melech Machos Acher is Nitak Lasei, as we just mentioned. You're telling me that every Rashi Rashi doesn't get Malkus? Really? Ba'meimah. What about Tamura? The Rashi Nitak Rashi, who's the lucky? Here we have Nitak Rashi, and it's Malkus. It's not, like the Mishnah says, that something gets our boy. Rabbiya asked the question on what we just mentioned, that we're talking about the Klal Rashi Nitak Rashi. We're applying it to the case of the Pasuk of Baharimchem, the Pasuk of Bikomas Rosechem Tarimu, if a person was Magdim Maisel with Truma, and therefore you won't get Malkus for the Be'er Brachmal Chazacher. That's Abaye, but what do you mean? you see, Temura gets Malkus. And that's where the Gemara gives the Teretz. Ah, that's different. That's different because having a Trey Rabbi, Bechadasei, Rashi Chasei, Rabbi Trey Rabbi. Then there's more in the Gemara to work on also, but for now, that's the context of the Gemara. Bektosis, a simple question. What's Abaye driving at? The lesson of the Gemara in Abaye's question, and prefaces his question, you're telling me that you don't get Malkus from Eliyashba de Makalo Sa'acha because of Nika Grasse. Ask Abaye, the Chol Ras of Nika Grasse lo lucky? Meaning what? Meaning Abaye thinks that Ras of Nika gets Malkus? How could that be? We all understand Kedama Pasuk. Mishnayos, Braisos, Lav Shanita Glasei does not get Malkus. Classic examples. Those are quotes for us. Viatoma. Bechisara Adaite Gadaye. Lomar Allah Hanita Glasei the lucky. But Abayu is challenging, taking on the whole premise of Nita Glasei. Bahare Shiruach HaKem. The Mishnah Mishulema Yim Shachas Chulin. That the Chachamim hold over there, Ben Rakach Ve'en Al Abonim, if you violate it, Lo Sikach, Mishaleach Ve'en Alokes, also Mishnah Bayas and Markis a little bit later, that you die. That once you violate Lo Sikach, what do? You do the Aseh, you don't get Malkus, Mishaleach Ve'en Alokes, Mishaleach Ve'en Alokes, one example. Second example, Chen Gabi Noster, on my broadcast, so we can Lo Sasech, Lo Sasech, Lo Sasech, Lo Sasech, Lo the Brysa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov, right, and Abdal is quoted by us. So you have clearly an example of Nosa being a Nika Grasse, not getting Malkus. The Chen Gabi Ones, another, that's the case we're going to see in our Gemara. Ones Shigire, she presses Ma'anis, a young woman, a Psula, and another Psula. And then the Torah says that he has to marry her, besides the penalty they have to pay for the Chamishon Ketzef. And it says in Gire, Ma'anis, a Loki, if he violates the Wayucha L'Shalcha, so he has to now take her back. We assume that it's a new assay, Koyama, that's the sugi that we haven't read yet. Either way, you have three examples of Nita Grasse that clearly do not get Malkus. What's the bias? Just to take for granted, Tosis is clear. Nita Grasse, everyone has to agree, doesn't get Malkus. Bear in mind that we had a deal in the Rashi. When we began the sugi, the very first Rashi on this sugi, there was a deal that we had. You remember the deal of Rashi? One word of Rashi was three words of Rashi, two words of Rashi. Da'afiru leman de'omar lav hanita Rashi ein lokin. That those words of Rashi suggest, seem to imply that there might be a cholik on this cloud. So that is a very big tumult. Exactly what could Rashi mean? The best that we could think of is the Sugya Ben Achulin. The Gemara has a possibility of Rabbi Yehuda, who says by Yisroel HaKain, Loke Ve'en HaMishaleach, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds Nita Grasse gets Malkus, but Gemara rejects it. Don't you have me? The Gemara ends up proving otherwise. But Yehuda's Shita is not that. Yehuda's Shita is that Shaleach goes on before the Ikara Mashma. So therefore, it's not going to qualify as Rabbi Nita Grasse. But the Gemara and the Havamina there, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that's the best that we could come up with. But Rashi does sound like a few amount of Amar. That's something to know. Tosu says it can't be a bias and argue on the clear indication of Mishnais and Rashi's. So what's bothering a bias to ask the Kasha from Timura? What are you trying to prove? Obviously, Nitagasan. So Tosu says something very interesting. He picks up on what Rashi already noticed, that there's something unusual about the case of the Nituk with regard to the case of Magde Meiser Lechuma, where the Pasuk that you want to use as the Nituk is not written the Samuch to the Lak. Rashi already pointed that out. What Tosus does is to speak outside the outline of Tosus. What Tosus does, though, is he compares that deficiency in the Nituk to the case of Timura, which has a different deficiency in the Nituk. Over there, the deficiency in the Nituk is nothing to do with that the essay is not written the summer. It absolutely is. It says, Lo Yachmifenu, Lo Yamir also, and then it says, Muhammad Yamir, all in the same passage, Bahari Spasi Yakodesh. But Timura has a different weakness. And the weakness of Timura, and here Tosus identifies what we've seen in the Tosus Shans by us and the Tosus involved. The Tosa says a very strange thing. We have to read it inside still. Tosa says what Abaye is driving at is that somehow or other there's a connection. And Abaye is saying that if you're going to allow for the din of Nita Glase to have more liberal standards, that you can even allow a pasuk that's written not the samach to the lach and count as Nita Glase, then by the same token, you should count Tamura's Nita Glase with its limit, lower standard. In what sense is it a lower standard? Because the Nituk is doing Nara Meister. And yet, Abaye looks at the Mishnah and Tamura and says that you get Malkus. Abaye understands it must be that we don't count that as a Nituk. That means that the standards for Nituk are not going to be met by the case of Tamura where there was no Meister involved in the Aseh. And if that's correct by Tamura, then we can't allow for your standards either to be good. We have to tighten our standards. At first glance, it sounds very, very strange. Like a never clear. Why are we connecting two different issues? But that's the sense of what Tosa says. Let's read it inside. That's why I bring you the Tosa, because he's echoing the svara that we see in the Tosa Shans, but he's somehow applying that issue to a different issue, seemingly, regarding some kind of an example that's not mainstream of Nita Glase. Let's see Tosha's inside. It's a lot to be medayik here. But Omer Ri, the Pashit Leila Abaye, B'Shiluach HaKein, B'Nosar Ba'Ones. The three examples that we just mentioned in the Kasha, Abaye wouldn't disagree with. All those three examples are no question about it. They count as Nita Glase. Why? The Smichi HaSeidit Hu Alav, that the assay of all those cases, Shalach Mishalach, and Kol Yamav, Bayones, Bosio Yisra, Kol Yamav, Shalach Kol Yamav, and Ranosim, and Abogdash Disrofo, all written next to the Lav, Shmichi Aseidu to Allah. The low lucky, tell me, you're not getting Malkus. Ela Shahoya Tamea, Allah de Maisha. What was bothering Abaye, what he was astonished by, was the Lav of Maisha, the low Samich, Nikomas or Sechem Tarimu Alav the Los Acher. No Yasuf de Makos Acher in the Mishpatim. The Pasuk that you're quoting to be the Nituk is way in Parashas Korah. Umishamachi Tarech Lahare Meimar. He says, and you want to count that as a good enough Nituk Glase, I, Meimar, doesn't have the tour of Nituk Glase. What kind of comparison? The Alphagat Gesom, the Glase, Acher Alav. There, by Neymar, the Asay is mamish right there in the context of the pasuk. But what are you bringing that as a raya? That doesn't have the same drawback. Miu medamba, here are the key words. Medamba milso le milso. Abaye is comparing one thing to another. What's the one thing to another? Ki heichi digabi temula laki gelaba nita glase. Mishum de'ena mekayim asay biyadayim. Just as you see by Tamura, you get Malkus by Nita Glase. I Nita Glase, so why do you get Malkus? Because there's something wrong with this Nita Glase. It has a flaw to it. What's the flaw? The flaw is, in the time I say the Adai. So what do I see? That there's a problem in the Nita Glase of Tamura. What's the problem over there? That you're not in the time I say the Adai. Hachinami! Hoyolona Loma, Mikomas Vasechem Tarimu. That in that case, Alpha got in the Kaima Savior dying, in the Kaima Savior dying, here you are doing the Maisaf Rasha, Niu Kevan de Lo Samich, since it's not next to the Lav, Lohoyo Lono Lachsiko Lavanita Glase. On both sides, you understand what Tosus is saying? I can say the words again. What is he saying? What is he saying? Medama Milsa La Milsa. Just as by Temura, we say it's not going to count as Nita Glase because it has a problem in the mechanism of Nita Glase. You're not in the kind of Savior diet. So too, we should not count your case of Nita Glase because it's not sunk. My Indian seller said, what's the say?
So really?
By the feel that one thing has to do with the other. If the issue has to do with it's not sunk, so then challenge that on its own terms. But what is the fact that the Mura gets Malkus, maybe it's different. Maybe the fact that Tatsamuk is not an issue, and therefore you can call it a Brase. But Tamura has its own problem. It's not the Brase because it's not the Adai. What is Tosu feeling as a connection? What's her bias point? That's a very important issue that has to be thought about. There's another part of Tosus that we also should think about. Let me just read the whole Tosus first, just for the Diyukim themselves. Tosus concludes, what about Xela? The Alpha God of the Asian is Xela Shigazal, Rosamachilav. So how does that count? There's a Nituk, it's not next to it, according to Abaye's reasoning. So how does that count? It's not next to the Lav. The Komakam Nita Gomoru. There is a Nita Gomor. Why is a Nita Gomor? The Iyaksha Lashes Hashava Elul Achar Alav. You couldn't do the Hashava unless you violated the Lav. Masha'enke in the case of the Yer Melach Lachar Sa'achar, Abba Mekumas Lasechem Eshe Lekayim Mo'afim Lo'ob Alav. You can Mekayim the Mitzvah Hashbashi without violating the Lav. Kamakam Medam Lelamen. So what does that mean? What does Tosus mean to say? L'chayra, that Gezel is better than the case of the Matish Truma after doing the Maaseh first. Because here, the Heshev could not have had any fulfillment before violating the Sigza. Mashiach, in the case of Afrasha's Tumma, when you could have been Mafish, you could have been the Maaseh Afrasha beforehand too. You ask me a question, a Pshat, Pasha Pshat question here. If this is the Svara Tosis is saying by Gezel, this could have also worked for which of the examples we mentioned before, Lamasho? Take one of the examples before. That are classic examples of Nita Glase. Tiknosa. Could you have been kind Srefas Nosa before violating the Lav? No. So why does Tosus need to come on to the fact that by Nosa it counts as Nita Glase because it's written the Samuf? By Gezel, it's counted as Nita Glase even though it wasn't written the Samuf. Tosus sounds like by Gezel he needs this Svara to justify calling it Nituk, even though it's not written B'Samach. But by the other cases, what makes it Nituk is the fact that it's B'Samach, or not written B'Samach. It didn't say by Nosa, but Ace the Throw for B'Samach, the Losa Siru. Then I would not be so convinced that it's Nituk Asse. It would be something similar to the case of our Pasha's Truma, La'acha Shehifish Parmaisa. But why would that be? There you couldn't be Mafish, you could have been Mafish Truma beforehand. Here you can't burn Nosa before you left it over. Like, why does Tosus only seem to think that Gezel works as a Nituk, even though it's not B'Samach, and Nosa needed the fact that it was B'Samach? That's another diuk that we should address, but first things first. So we did the Tosus. What could Tosus mean here? And what did the Gemara say in response to Abaye's Kasha? No, your diuk is wrong, the Olam. We could call it a Nituk, Mitzad, being far away from the Rav. Although we can call it a Nituk Mitzad, even not having a mice involved. The reason why the Mura gets Malkus is because of the two Ravin. When I say it's not the two Ravin, so the premise of Abaye, he falls away, and the answer to Temura is something different, and that's the Teres of the Gemara. That's the Cheshbon of the Gemara. But we have to now go back and understand what did Abaye say. Abaye brought in this problem of Temura that Tosus is saying, that this problem is perhaps relevant to the Maskana too, that the problem of Eina Seminatik Shtei Lavin is only in the context of Temura, where it's not a real Maisa Tikkun. That's what Tosu seems to say, Tosu Shan Beyas. But Lamaisa Abai was using that idea as initially being the whole problem by Temura. It doesn't count as a Tikkun, as a Nituk, because there's no Maisa. And so too, we shouldn't count the case of an essay that's written far away from the lab as a real nita. What's the shaykhis between the two issues? Okay, so there are probably more than one way to approach this. Let me present one mahalach because it's going to end up coming up for us anyway, and we're going to have to talk about this issue more at length, but let's at least present it now, even though we haven't read some relevant lines of Gemara that could perhaps put into sharper focus. But we've already alluded to this nekuda. The basic mahalach I'm going to tell you is what the Steigler says in Temura Simen Dalet. This is what I'm speaking of now my own. It's the Steigler. a little bit Rabbi Chanan and Chavis Shurim and Ksuvis, the Tosfos Shlami Beis and the Beis and Ksuvis, a little bit there also. If I were to ask you the question, Hebra, Lav Shanita Glase doesn't get Malkus. What's the marker for it? Well, what's the mechanism? Why is that true? What's the pshat? Why is Lav Shanita Glase not getting Malkus? The Torah gives a rule, Lav and get Malkus. So we have a lot that has an Ase connected to it. What's the pshat? So, there really are two tracks that you have to know if they're, how distinct they are. This is why what we're saying now is not the last word on the issue, but for the sake of clarity, we're going to present it as the two different tracks. We have really encountered both of these tracks already. What's the first time we ran into Lashon Nitzah Glase in Perek Elyon HaLogin? The first time we ran into it.
You mean the
Chasinah? And the Shaka Vitaya earlier, from the Xeris of Kasuv that we had, Moshish Molasos, that all Rabbins should get Malkus, at that point we assumed even Lashon Nitzah Glase, even Lashon Yesh from Yisus Beis Din. The Gemara says, obviously, it's not going to be everything, because we know an Asay, we know Ebel Maisa, we know Nitzah Glase, don't get Malkus. And although we were able to deflect the Kasuv from Asay and Lashon Ebel Maisa, based on the Yukim and the Psukim, Lassos, and so on. Well, Sishma Lassos, but then we get to the problem Nita Glase. Why is that excluded? Gemara says, Dumi Adelab de Chasima. The Vosachsam Sharbidisho, which is mentioned in the Pasha of Malkus, is an indication that it has to be a lab that's similar to Vosachsam. So if it's like Vosachsam, you get Malkus. Nita Glase is not like Vosachsam. Vosachsam is a lab that doesn't have an essay connected to it. If we were to stop with that, we would say that's the whole story. Basically, in order to get Malkus, it has to that is similar to Lusachsom, and therefore it cannot be allowed that has an assay connected to it. That could be. Then we get to the Sugya Rashi Kadmu Assay, and we have a Rashi that explains to us the distinctions in Lav, Shekadmu Assay, Lav Shenitak Assay. Rashi gives the whole explanation that when you have an assay that's nitak to a Lav, the assay is meant to be the onesh and the kapara and the directive of what the Torah is saying, that you'll be part of a Malkus if you do this. This is the course of action you're to take, and therefore there's nothing to think about, no worry about the Malkus. Just do the asset. Now, are these totally independent ideas, or are they ultimately related? But that's going to be very relevant in the Hemshach HaGemara here, and Daf Tezvav HaMedav, which we haven't seen yet, but if you take a quick peek to the bottom of the Amud, you'll see that Papa asked a question to Rava regarding Rashi Kadmu Assay. How could you get Malkus at the end of the day, even if the Assay was before the Lag, even whatever Kadmu means, but it's still not like Gata Chasima? So Rava says, but it doesn't make it worse if there's an Assay. So it's not a need to make it worse. But then Rav Papa challenges further, Lashon Nitzah Glase Nami. But then why is Nitzah Glase not going to get Malkus? It shouldn't be any worse. So it has an Assay connected to it. So what? Why is that still the test of Lav HaChasima? Throw in the extra Assay. So what? Still, the Lav is like Osasa. Rav answers that Lav, Ahu, two lines from the bottom, Ahu and Tuki Lavi to us. That's a different verse. That the pshat is in Tukei Lav. That Lashon Nitzah Glase, the Lav is being fixed, you could say, through the Assay. The Torah is trying to link the Lav to the Assay. Tukei can mean to fix or to link, whatever that word would mean, but it's a different word. So therefore, one could take away from this little piece of Gemara that Rav Papa and Rav have a disagreement regarding the nature of the Ptur Lav Shen Nitzah Glase. And the litmus test would be, Lamasso, the issue of our sugya. Kadmo Asse, whether it's better, whether it's the same or different than Lashon Nitzah Glase. Dahainu. Rav Papa would be of the opinion that the issue is, it's not like Lata Chasima. Because Lata Chasima is just a Lav without anything added, without an extra Asse. According to Rava, it's something else. Rapsi Mitu Gashay is because the Ashay is coming to Minatek the Lav. According to Rav Papa, it shouldn't matter whether the Lav and the Ashay are written first the Lav then the Ashay, or first the Ashay then the Lav. It shouldn't have to matter whether the Ashay could or couldn't be fulfilled before the Lav is violated. Once you have an Ashay as well as a Lav, it's not like Rav the Chasima. And if for the rule of Rav Shemitah Gashay for a Papa, perhaps, is predicated on the one and only criteria of Dumya Gilad de Chasima, which is what the Gemara said initially when we first encountered this Indian. According to Rava, it's a different definition. According to Rava, the definition of Rav Shemitah Gashay has to do with when you have a Nituk, when it can be called a proper Nituk for the Lav. But not because it's not like Rav de Chasima. Again, if I'm presenting it in a simplistic way, it's because for sake of clarity now, we're assuming it's two different ideas. And the Nafka Mina, in our sugya, is Kadmo Ashay. But the Chorus has to start where there are two other Nafka Minas from this Hakira, or these two tracks. The two other Nafka Minas are the issues that Tosis addresses in Temura. The Hainu, the case of an Ashay that's not written anywhere near the Lav, totally different place, the Chumash. And also a case where the assay doesn't involve a mice at all. It's just a davar d'memeila. The Torah just says, but it says, there's nothing to do. What do these two issues have in common? There's a stack where these two issues have in common the following. If I'm going to understand Rav Shemitah Gashay from the perspective of that the Torah wants you to remedy the Lav through the assay, then what should follow is, number one, that can only make sense if I see the Torah telling me the assay right next to the lot. The Torah says, this is an Isser, you violate it, here's what you have to do. Then we understand what the Torah is telling us, the Torah is directing us. Ah, you violate the lot, here's the remedy, here's what you do. That's a way of saying there's no mountain. But if the assay is not written the sum of the lot, then the normal default assumption is, this is not a Nituke Lavi. Elamai, there might be another idea. Maybe the fact is, the Lav should get Malkus because it's not like Lav de Chasima, because he has an Ashay connected. But if that's not the Mahalach has to be based on the Tukei Lavi, then it clearly should have to be written B'Samach to the Lav. That's one Nafkamin. That's the Stifler, but there's another Nafkamin, and that would be Temura, where the Ashay is not actually telling me anything to do. It's just the halacha itself. Are you supposed to be a kodesh? And he goes even further, Stein. He says, and more than that, what would you say? This is the tikkun to the lav. Part of the aveira temura has to do with the fact that you wanted to make something kadosh and swap kedusha from one animal to the other. But even if you wanted both animals to be kadosh, so when I say what happens, the Torah says they're both kadosh. So what is that? That's a tikkun to the lav. That's just validating the wrong thing you did. I mean, you wanted to do something, the Torah didn't want you to do it, and the Torah says, no sign, let it be. How could the very consequence of your action that was frowned upon by the Torah, that the Torah validates post facto, be viewed as a nituk of a tikkun of the lav to take away malchus? Sounds counterintuitive. But if the mahalach of nituk l'ashay is going to be based on that the Torah is telling me, this is the kapara, this is the tikkun, this is what you got to do, you'll be off the hook of Malkus, just take care of it this way, then the idea of Ha'is Moshe Yakodesh to be viewed as a Nituk Ashay makes no sense. The only way that I could understand why it could be viewed as Nituk Ashay could be that L'maisha, it's unlike Lav de Chasima, because there is an Ashay, yes, it counts as a Mitzvah Ashay, the Rambam counts, it's an Ashay connected to the Lav, it's unlike Lav de Chasima. So at the start with, that's the Tliya of Abaye. Comes Abaye and asks on the Gemara before, this Shita of Yossi, that the Gemara quotes of Yossi Brav, his name, Yosef Yochanin, I think, Yosef Yochanin said that Magdim Shulim Likurin, Magdim Maisim Mitzuma, would not get Malkus because it's Nitek L'Asei, even though the Asei is not written in the Samoch. So what are you assuming? You're assuming that it could be called Nitek L'Asei, even if I can't view this as a tikkun to the Lav, but simply it's not like Lav de Chasima. That's what you say. But then why would there be Malkus? So if that's the case, your case also shouldn't count, because it's not written to someone. That, more or less, is the presentation of the stipend. Again, I'm going to qualify. Lemaisa, to say that they're two distinct ideas may not be the last word on this issue, but this could certainly be a shot that could lead into Tosfos. Just to the sake of Hashlama, let's focus before I do that, there is another Tosfos in Ksuvos that also addresses this issue, and it's also parallel to the end of our Tosfos. Namely, if the Ase is not next to the Lav, maybe you shouldn't view it as a Nitak Lase. So how does it come up in Tosfos Ksuvos? We may have done it once in Shir. There's a famous Mishnah that I'm sure everybody knows in Dalet and Makis that says that Edim will testify that somebody is chayiv b'sayim zuz to somebody else and it sounds omimin. So what's the halacha? According to a mayor, what's the onus for these Edim? They have to pay money if kasher zaman, and they also get malchus. That's the shita of Rameir. Chacham say kol mishalem ein alokin. But Meir backs up his shita that says lo kel mishalem with the words shelo hashem hamaviyam libe malchus v'bilo de tashlumin. What does that add to Rameir? How does that explain why they can get both malchus and mammon? So obviously you all know there's more than one shot in that meaning of those words, so we're not going to hazard all the various pshatim that Mishtama all know already. But just one of the pshatim is mentioned, Tosfos in Ksuvos Lamed Beis and Beis, where the Mishnah is quoted. And Tosfos says pshat in the words of the Mishnah as follows. Benira l'ri l'faretz, t'ro ha-shem ha-mavim l'imakos, meaning that tashlumin, the kasher zaman, that you have to pay the money, lo nichtavu b'samuch l'malkus. The onesh mamon, the kasher zaman requirement, is not written next to the lav of losane. D'im hayakasuv also pasuk atzmo. Were the pasuk right, v'asisimo kasher zaman, right next to the lav of losane, lo sane the im ona v'asis lo kasezama. Had the Torah put the kasezama next to the lo sane, then you couldn't get malchus for lo sane. Why? Os vaday have amina to have a lash and nita grase to lo yuke alav. Had the kasezama been written next to lo sane, then it would be viewed as a lo sane being lash and nita grase. But now that it's not that way, now that the Kasher Zaman is not written next to Lashana, Lashana is in the Seres HaDibros, in Betchanan, and in Yisro, and Kasher Zaman is in Parashat Shoftim. So then, lo havi nitak lashe. So again, what we have in the Tosfos and Makis, in Tzemura, the Ishta, Rashi already noted that when the essay is not written the summer, not talking about Karmo essay, it could even be after, but it's not the summer being a problem in Nitak Lashe, that's already shot in the Mishnah according to the Ri. That's why Losane wouldn't be Nitak Lashe, because Kashizam is not the summer. But then Tosus asks, what about Losigza? The Kashi is, Losigza is not written next to, the Hesha is not written next to Losigza. But this is the issue that comes up both at the end of the Tosfos in Tzemura and also at the end of that Tosfos in Ksuvos. So what is the word that Tosfos says in both places? So the lesson of Tosfos in Tzemura is that's a nitu gamur, the iyash shalashas hashava el achar alav. That's the lesson of Tosfos in Tzemura. We had a question when we read the Tosfos. What was our question? If that's all it is, that svara could equally apply by, for example, the case of Nosa. EF served to do Hasvepas Nosa unless he made a Nosa. And yet by Nosa, Tosfos said that the reason why it's a good example of Nita Glase is why? Because the Ase is written right next to the Lot. But even if it wasn't next to the Lav, the Svara that be a little sharper in his language. Tosu says, on the same issue, in context of Tosu Shiksuas, he says, I love the Losiso, but when God and love the Xela, the Choshev Renita Glase, in the Sukhya Makas Tafkasai, Afa Gav, the Aseva Heshi of Moksive, to love the Losiso, the Hashem Tzadai, Al Korchachu Nita Glase, Shari Oker Tzela Mitachas Yodot, Abu Kharta Vasisimo Kasizaman Ainu Oker Halabdul Osana. The idea is Bakhatam Osana, the idea of Osan Kasizaman Ainu Nekar Eduso. El Idea Husa. What Oker the Edus is the Hazama, not the Vasisimo Kasizaman. Nikoko Mahashiri need to class safe, you look at Afrosan. So, folks, I want you to think about this. But Tosus Chayra in Suvis is saying a sharper formulation to distinguish those six of Mosana. That the Losigza, we mentioned this svara, we borrowed this svara, if you remember, back on the Tosus in the beginning of the Sugya of Gzela, that we asked, what would the mitzvah do with Losigza? According to the mitzvah, Kadmo Asay can happen in one of two ways. Kadmo Asay can be if you can kind of say without borrowing the lav, or Kadmo Asay can be if the Asay is written before the lav. So we asked the question, what about Losigza? And we said a svara, and I told you at the time that it's a little bit. What led me to it is a Tosus in Ksuvis. Tosus in Ksuvis is saying a very strong formulation. The Losigzo is a stronger tikkun. It's Oker Bixela Mitachas Yado. It could be that Tosus in Temura has to be read a little bit more like that, as opposed to just simply the way that it reads in our Tosus, in our Tosus and our Sugya, that Stam, you couldn't do the Behesha without a Losigzo. It could be that there's a stronger idea here, that the Behesha is viewed as an Ahira of the Losigzo. We should think about exactly what that means more specifically. I'll give you a chance to be methodical in this. And exactly what would differentiate, what do you think about it, you do some amelos here. What differentiates the nituk of the Hesu Mitzvah over Losigzo from the nituk of the Hanosar Ba'esh Tisrofu on the Lav of Lososir? Because what I think we see in Tosus and Temura, again, reading the whole Tosus, is that at the end of the day, they're not identical. When it comes to the nituk of Nosar, it's counting as a nituk, just as Shiloh HaKein and so on, and all the examples of a classic nituk where the Torah put the Yaseh next to the Lot. When it comes to the Zela, the Torah didn't put the Yaseh next to the Lot, and nonetheless, it's a nituk, because Gzela is obviously a nituk. But at first glance, the words of Tosus of why Gzela is a nituk could have just as well applied to Nosar, and you wouldn't have had to say that the Nosar case is a nituk say because it's written to Samuch. And yet we see here the different gradations. We see again what comes out of our sugya of the Tosus of today is beyond the issue of our sugya, of Kadmo Asay, whatever that means, we're now introduced to another type of deficiency in the world of Nita Glase, namely, it can be written afterwards, but it's not the Samuch to the Lav. And that Kesarim doesn't exist by the Sigzo, for the reasons Tosus stresses in Subis and in Smura, but apparently Nosar and Shloch HaKein and Oner Shigiresh need to have the Aseh being the Samuch to qualify as Nita Glase. And then we have the larger context of the Sugya and Temura that could, as we saw, the Stadler wants to link this issue to the issue of an assay that's not Aidei Maiseh, like Ba'ayismos and Yakodesh, and the common denominator could be that we might understand it to God say, not based on the notion of Tikkun of Nituk, but in terms of it not being like a Lav Shelosachtom, and that could be the way that everything works out in the Sugya in Temura.
Sorry, Rabbi, can I be just explaining again what the Lashon in Ksuvis was so much stronger than, why was it so much stronger? What was it?
I'll let you hear the words. I'll let them speak for themselves, okay, instead of hearing me. The Lashon in Temura, again, let's just read everything slowly. The Lashon in Temura is, why is it nituk gamur? The efsher lasos hashava process nicer, a process tumor, extra with chymo, even if you didn't violate the lab. So the assay could have been done even beforehand. But hashava could not have been done without violating the lab. Only the achavala. That's Tosus and Timura. That sounds a lot like the Tosus here by Yashin Marcus. Right? Tosus says, Shani lapid velas, enga kaim assay, alul achashe gozla. That's the Tosus here, the first Tosus in Aristotle and Marcus. Lashon HaTosus and Ksubis, differentiating Lositzo from the Losana, that there it's not the Samach, and therefore it's not Wodnit the Glase, because it's on the Losana, and Lositzo Behesha is Wodnit the Glase. So there the language of Tosus is, to go Domin Lulapik Zela, the Chassid lady took, I forgot to say Behesha Lositzo to Labi Lositzo, the Chassam Vadai, Al Kochach Wodnit the Glase. Okay, you say the law, mitachas yodo. Okay, you hear the Russia? Masha inking by Kasizanam, ain't no okar alav, the idea on the ocean low Kasizanam, ain't no necker reduce so. Ella idea Husa. Tosus talks about the notion of scale being in Nikos, despite it not being written, because the Messias of a Gizela is of a Hesiod is Messiahes to the Azera of Losinto. In other words, what is the Heshiv? The Heshiv is a Gzela, it's a direct Akira of the Losigza. I want you to think about it more carefully. And that's stronger language than anything you've seen, let's say, in the Tosus and Makis, and now Tosus Kolosase, and even the way it seems in Timura. But again, if you understand it well, then maybe you can start differentiating between that and Noser, and we'll have to know exactly how fine to split it. But by Nosa, apparently, that Svara doesn't hold. Because Nosa needs to be Nitak because it's written this summer. Okay? Questions? Any other questions before we end? Everything is clear. Both sides, I give you, I don't need to always tell you this, but maybe it doesn't hurt. I give you a tremendous amount of credit.